Well, it's a Thursday, and you know, every once in a while on Thursdays, we love to do our Home of Economy podcast, and it is time. Actually, we were supposed to do this last week, but I was sick. thanks to the people at Home of Economy for understanding and putting this off for one more week, but here he is back in the studio, Wade Pearson. Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, but I'm, jealous that you're going to go down and see that eclipse down there in Arkansas.
Yeah, you know, I've never seen a real big eclipse like that, but do I have to wear glasses or anything like that? Is it going to blind me?
Yeah, it's supposed to. I remember there was a pretty good partial back in when I was in college. We were working, and my brother-in-law was teaching us how to weld on the farm.
Oh, sure.
And so we're out there welding and go, you know, it's supposed to be about in this time, and you couldn't tell, but we got the welding helmets. We look up, and Jesus, the sun was more than half covered, but we couldn't even tell.
Really?
You know, we just, it was supposed to happen.
Kind of use that for a filter, then, the helmet. So
yeah, that's kind of what I'm...
Yeah, well, apparently the last time we had an eclipse like this or whatever down in Arkansas, the state was completely full. It took forever to even try to drive anywhere in Arkansas. So we'll see. And my aunt and uncle live down there. So it's
so
going to be awesome. Yeah, we'll be able to stay there. We're right on a golf course. Granted, I don't think I'll be golfing, but I'll be watching. It'll be fun.
I'm real jealous. That sounds great.
I haven't done anything in a while.
What an opportunity. So
we're looking forward to it. Boy, I tell you what, the seasons are changing again. Well, fingers crossed. We're, you know, it's funny because since walking around the mall this morning here at the Grand Cities Mall, I've had numerous people say, "Oh boy, it looks like we're going to have winter again," and all of that. And I really think the majority of it's going to miss us the way it's starting to look. But then again, now the frost is starting to open up. At least it is out of my house. All of my lakes have disappeared.
Yep.
And so I'm not so worried about that anymore. But this one thing I always say is, you know, we do need the moisture, but I'd rather not have to shovel moisture. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, a couple inches this time of year packs down pretty quick.
It sure does. You know, I mean, and it would be gone. I mean, yeah, it was a little bit cooler this week, but I think we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
You know, when the seasons change, everything changes at Home of Economy, too. I want to go over a couple of events you got going on right now. That calendar contest. Now, each month you pick a winner for the 2025 calendar. And you did have a winner. Steven, you was the winner. But how is that going? I know I've submitted a few picks, but I bet you that's got a lot of action, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of fun, and people are into it. I mean, everybody... You know, they see something good, take a picture, and then it gives them a reason to, you know, kind of participate and share it. And even if it's not one that we pick, it's still it's going out there to a wider group of people than just your, you know, your Facebook friends. So it's pretty cool.
And you know, the thing is with the cell phones now and the technology and how they're getting better, there are some phenomenal pictures. And if you're like me, I've taken pictures where people just marvel at them. They're like, "Whoa, what kind of filter did you do?" I don't even know how to use a filter. I would have no idea. You know, my wife can crop and filter and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. Not me. I take the picture and save it. Okay.
It might not be.
Yeah.
It might not be live, but I mean, I can go back and crop it, whether it's... Sometimes it's just taking a screenshot and cropping because I don't know how to
to
do the program. But
and then
I'm getting to be, you know, pretty soon to be yelling at kids, "Get off my lawn."
So. Oh, yeah. It's funny because my wife says she'll look through my phone and go, "Oh, my gosh, all you have are pictures of deer and fish." Well, I said, "There's a couple of the grandkids in there and our dogs." But we were looking for a picture of all of us for the holidays together, and we don't take any.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like the only time my wife and I take pictures of each other or with each other is if we're on a vacation somewhere. And then we might get somebody to say, "Here, take a picture." The deal with March, guess the number. Winner will receive a $50 in-store gift card. What does that mean?
We just got a, what is it? No, I'm blanking. What is it? Candy or?
What are they guessing the number of?
It was candy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did you already get a winner? Oh, you did. Oh. Okay. Well, then we'll cross that part off.
No, this is your fault, John.
I know, because this was supposed to be last week. I know. Believe me, you would not have wanted to be around me last week. I was, I started, I felt it coming on Monday. By Tuesday, I was junk. Wednesday, junk. Thursday, I came in and did the absolute minimum I had to. I went home, went right back to bed. Friday, we had our open house for our four-year anniversary. I struggled. I stayed around for a while, went back home, went to bed. Kind of been that way ever since. Just starting to now. You know, I'm used to, if I get a cold, it's usually 3, 4, 5 days max, and now I'm pushing 10 days, so.
Yeah, last year I had a bad year for getting sick, and this year, you know, knock on wood, so far so good, so.
And, you know, the worst part is all the people that come up to you and go, oh boy, that one's not a good one. I've heard you'll have a cough for 3 weeks, you know, yeah. Or you'll have a cough for 3 months. It's like, oh my goodness.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
I am. I'm feeling much better. A big sale this Saturday.
Yeah, we have the you know, famous 9-hour sale that we've been doing for, well, longer than I've been working, and I've been you know, it'll be 40 years next year. So
wow.
Anyway, but we've been doing that. It's one of the biggest days of the year for the furniture, and one day only. Although, you know, people have been coming in there and kind of putting their name on it, whatever, beforehand. But yeah, it's a pretty big deal, and it's kind of changed over the years. When we first started, we'd get all the sales reps from the different factories to come.
Well, oh, sure.
There's so few far between, you know, you just don't get anybody that can do that. It's just different world there, but
you know, we've got quite a bit of furniture from Home of Economy in our house right now. Good stuff, I tell you. You know, when we, again, at the top of the show, we mentioned new season, and, you know, that means let's get rid of the snow blowers, let's bring in the lawnmowers. Boy, those Cub Cadet zero-turn mowers, they are quite, you see them everywhere now.
Yeah, and we got, I mean, I just can't believe the number that we got on the floor, but they've really taken over the market, and for years we were... prior to Cub Cadet, when we had different models and stuff from, you know, the Yardman and the and then Husqvarna, and we couldn't sell a zero-turn mower, you know, for anything. It'd be the last one out the door. Now these are just, for whatever reason, they're just, that's where the market is right now.
You know, when I bought my house out of town with 6 acres, I don't know why it was in my brain that I had to have a tractor. Had to be a tractor mower.
Yeah.
Not one of those zero-turn mowers. It took me a good 10 years to realize how dumb that was. Yeah. Now that I've got a zero-turn, granted, my best buddy back home has got the Cub Cadet. He just loves it. I got a John Deere. I wish I kind of wouldn't have now. But I can't believe how dumb I was to not have a zero-turn, because it cut my mowing time almost in half.
Yeah.
You know, I keep planting trees all the time. I'll plant more trees. You don't think about that when you got a tractor mower, but when you have a zero turn, it big deal. It takes another 5 seconds out of your mowing day.
Yeah.
You know?
I think for me, it's like, well, you got to have the tractor so you can steer with one hand and have that adult beverage in your other hand. But I'm kind of grown out of that.
Well, I can, with my zero turn, I can keep a fairly straight line with one hand. But the problem is with the night crawlers and things I have, it's kind of rough. So you can't set your adult beverage in your adult beverage holder because it shakes it flat.
Oh.
And within about a minute, you're drinking a flat adult beverage, and it's just...
drink faster.
Well, I know. That's what I do now is I just pull up to my deck, run in quick, run back out, and then I hop back on again. And also, Scott in the mechanic shop there.
Yep.
I know... when I went to park my mower for the fall last year, all of a sudden it was dead. And I don't know if it was a short between the seat and the key, ignition key, which would be me, or if something was wrong. But so I tarped it up. It sat under my trees outside all year. But the first thing I'm going to do is bring it to him here real soon. But also, folks, I'm not kidding you. Home of Economy, man, if you need your mower up to snuff and all the new the things done for it for the year to get, you know, oil change, blade sharpened, all that kind of stuff, he's the guy to see because he does a fantastic job, and they're so reasonably priced, too.
Yeah. And you want to do it as early as possible,
yeah,
you know, and check it if it's going to work and maybe the battery's dead and put the charger on it. And, you know, because you don't want to wait until all of a sudden the grass is this high.
Yeah, because you're going to be waiting.
And then you can be a month behind.
Yeah, yeah.
And people can only do so much. So.
Right, and he is fast, but Come on, people. That's just it. Everybody wants their stuff done yesterday, and it doesn't always work that way. You know, we talk about it all the time, too, Wade. Outdoor stuff, the power equipment. More and more people, you know, going to cordless. And years ago, it wasn't the great thing. Cordless tools now, I mean, DeWalt is making some fantastic stuff. My neighbor could build a city on his DeWalt cordless tools.
Yeah. And, you know, the outdoor power equipment, the string trimmer and the blowers, I mean, they're so nice because you already got the batteries, so you don't have to buy that. You're not going to be, you know, it's not like running your, building a deck or anything where you got to have the saw, you got to have the drill, you got to have the impact driver. I mean, you're only doing one at a time anyway, so you don't need extra batteries for it. And so you buy that string trimmer, it's always, it works, you know, it always starts, which, you know. Not pulling your arm off trying to get it going. And
And you know, with my string trimmer, I've got a lot of trees and a lot of land. I can pretty much do my entire trimming on one battery.
Yeah.
If I put it on my blower, not quite so much. They take a little bit more power. But, you know, another thing, too, that I like to get a lot of my stuff at Home of Economy is in our gardens. Our house is surrounded by flower gardens, and we have a big vegetable garden and grass seed. One thing, I used to be, when you look at grass seed, you kind of get sticker shock. Grass seed, let's face it, it's not the cheapest stuff, but that's how I was. I was a cheapskate. I'd buy the cheap grass seed, and I'd pay for it. Before you know it, 2 years later, I'm still on that same crappy bag of crappy grass seed. You know, get the Rivard stuff, get the good stuff. Yeah. Home of Economy's got it.
And it's local, and, you know, when we made these notes for last week, it wasn't in. It came in this week,
okay.
So we got it in there. You know, we've got the whole 30 feet of grass seed out there, so really, really looks great. We're in business. We sell a lot of the big bags of it.
Yep.
And but we also have the smaller ones, and it is it's the right grass seed for up in this climate.
You absolutely. Know,
you're not getting it from a big grower down in Nebraska or something.
Right. And that makes a huge difference.
And they're local. The Rivards guys, they live in town here.
Yeah.
I mean, why not help them out? So
absolutely.
Great guys.
Muck boots are huge. They're taking over. I think everybody's starting to wear them.
Yeah.
I remember when, it used to be Sorrels or Sorrels, and then it was this, and then it was now it's Muck. Again, when you start to look at Muck, the name, you pay for the name, but now there's some other brands. They're very similar. In fact, I have a pair that aren't Muck, but they're very similar. But they got the Noble boots now. They're basically the same thing.
Yeah, the Muds is their is their brand. And then that one's an exclusive to us, so we're able to kind of offer our own price on it. We're not being dictated, you know, at a high price by the factory and stuff. So it's looks like a real good boot, and we haven't had any problems with returns or anything. I mean, that's...
And you know, if you've never tried them and you look at them, you might think to yourself, those don't even look comfortable, but they are. I mean, I love mine.
Before I ever bought them, and I was out in Williston and talking to a customer, and he said, it's like wearing your tennis shoes all day.
Yeah. My neighbor lives in them, and he says the same thing. That's a nice deal. Again, I'm always, you know, it's like spinning a dead record here because I'm at Home of Economy so much, but I almost buy all of my pet chews and toys at Home of Economy. When it comes to, it's amazing what they want for something for a dog to chew on.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, dog, cat, ferret, horse, sheep, goats, you guys have pretty much got every kind of animal and pet and treats and toys and food that you could imagine.
Yeah, and we've been really working at, well, all over, because last year and with, you know, just recovery from the COVID and the supply chain or whatever, well, we didn't bring in a lot of new stuff last year, so this year we're kind of making up for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and pet food is, or pet toys are one of the areas we've got new looking pet toys, you know, and I'll, you know, just to kind of tell you a secret, you know, you're not putting the fancy new pet toy out there to, you know, entice the dog because they're going to love anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's the dog owner, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a lobster. Well, the dog doesn't really care, I don't think, you know.
You know, it's funny because with my two dogs, my neighbors have two dogs, my other neighbors have I don't know how many. it's not like the toy that they want. It's the toy that they are going to make sure the other dog doesn't get.
Exactly.
And isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah. We got my wife brought some toys, and we got some five dogs, and we got a new puppy. And she brought one for everybody, and that puppy just had to have the other toys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the one, the big golden retriever, but she's kind of a mom to, sure, you know, sure, to this one.
Great
so
dogs.
She gave it up. She gave it up. You know, this is a golden doodle, little cutie.
Oh, okay, mini. Okay.
And then we have this grumpy old three-legged chihuahua that was a rescue dog. And he wouldn't give it up, and pretty soon Chloe, the puppy, had gone over and grabbed it, and they're about the same size, but Chloe was pulling it backwards. And this old chihuahua was just growling and whatever, didn't know what to do. It's just funnier.
Oh, dogs are it's amazing. I mean, they are like kids.
Yeah.
I get such a kick. I was watching my two yesterday. I let them outside, and I'm thinking, okay, they're about done. I'd been playing catch with them and fetch, and you throw one way and one the other way and just keep going. And then they stop, and they just stand and stare at each other.
Yeah.
And they'll just stare at each other for like 5 minutes. The one's going to make a move, you know? Mm-hmm. And, oh, it's funny. Your handbills, you got the Pot of Gold sale ending. Is that still going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that one ended. But okay. We got, you know, that's the thing. We were doing that last week.
Yeah.
And we're trying to turn all our ads over real mm-hmm. quick and have something new. You know, we're not doing the big flyers in the newspaper anymore because, you know, I mean,
right.
there isn't much to read in the paper. I mean,
I know.
Not to bash them or anything, but I mean, the paper came out yesterday and it was the goal for, you know, colon screening is 80%. I'm like, well, that's the most exciting headline I've ever seen.
I call it the local part-time newspaper. I don't name it, but it's the same thing. We'll go past that now.
So the only flyer we put in the paper anymore is Black Friday.
Sure, sure.
It's on Wednesday because that's what's possible.
But, yeah, you don't have much choice.
That's just traditional. But there's not even many people that are doing that.
No, I know there's not. You got the big early spring prep sale going on till the 27th. 40% off all clearance clothing, footwear, and socks. $2 off thermos water bottles. Oh, boy. The strut turkey call is on sale. The signature tongue mouth turkey calls, you know, spring turkey season's right around the corner. You got $10 off the select turkey decoys. A lot of things going on. It's funny because turkey hunting wasn't a big thing a few years back around here. I know right now, I've got a flock started as three.
Yeah.
Last fall, there was 10 of them trying to get into my garage, a mom and her nine youngins. And now we had a timber wolf come through our yard a couple of weeks ago. Well, the tracks were 6 inches long by a little over 4 inches wide. I've seen them before, I know.
Does your wife have new slippers? Or?
So we put a trail cam down there. Well, the turkeys are definitely back.
Uh-huh.
They're all over. And some people think they're so cute. They are for a while. But turkey hunting's getting very popular around here because they're starting to populate around here.
Yeah. So, you know, and you know, if they're growing, I mean, there's no reason not to harvest them.
Sure.
Know, you're not going to do it. It's exciting to have a new,
yeah,
a new sport around. So.
And you know what? I've tried a wild turkey on the Traeger. I bet you'd be pretty dang good.
Yeah. You know, and that's something that's been going good. And it's not on our notes or anything, but mm-hmm. you know, we've been bringing in a lot of the spices and rubs and barbecue sauces and things like that. It's just amazing how much new stuff we have in that area. And of course we have, and you know, 30 some feet of, of rubs and spices. So,
you know, I've been doing a lot of experimenting with jerky. Now I just start with the basic. I go buy a box of your Nesco jerky mix. Uh-huh. And then I try different rubs and different things in every one. And the thing is, I always let my neighbors and whoever else test run it for me. I don't half the time get to eat any of it, but because it's always gone. But they always say, oh, this is the best batch yet. Well, I can never remember how I made it because I change it up every time. But that's the cool thing about it. It they're all good.
Yeah. You know, people get tired of, you know, they're cooking something and it was good, but they want to try something a little different or mm-hmm. they get tired of it. And so, you know, that's the thing with these rubs and everything. If you don't, you know, discontinue stuff, bring the new stuff in, you're just, your business is going to fall off. And we do a great volume in that stuff. So,
right.
You know, we feel we're a destination in that.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. March Bob's Bargain Sale ending the end of this month. Here's something that we go through a lot of, the 17, 27 gallon totes, 40 gallon totes. My wife is a huge decorator per season. Everything goes in totes. Everything's labeled. We have a whole room in our basement just for this kind of stuff. And if it wasn't for those totes, I don't know what I would do. But you got $2 off the 17 gallon, $3 off the 27, $5 off the 40 gallon. You got the dog treats again. Another thing that is getting huge, and I wish my knees were a little bit better, but four player pickleball game. You ever play pickleball?
You know, been thinking about it, you know, and then you see you know, my friend from high school, she's in a pro league you know, she's been in the newspaper and stuff and was interviewed, so it's kind of like, you know, when I was down, I spent a couple weeks down in South Carolina this year, and you see they're doing stuff, and you know, it looks kind of fun.
It does. And I mean, I used to like playing tennis back in the day when I could. This seems like it'd be a little more my speed.
Yeah, I played a lot of racquetball in the day.
Yeah, so. Me too. Yep.
That was a good sport.
And if you can play doubles pickles ball, I think it would be much easier. There's not a lot of running.
Yeah.
Not a lot of running involved, which is pretty cool. April 1st, each store going to have a hidden golden Easter egg for somebody to find. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah, it's like Willy Wonka.
Yeah. So what happens if they find it?
There's going to be a prize.
Okay, be a prize for it. Awesome. Okay,
for each store. So just trying to do, you know, that's kind of a throwback. My grandmother, you know, and she was cleaning out stuff after the fire and was in the vault, and she had a silver dollar, and my grandfather was doing that back in the old downtown store and putting away. The problem was then you had people, you know, you're supposed to buy the product, and then if you got something, problem was then people were going through the packaging
and trying to mess and rip
stuff up, so they'd quit doing that. But anyway, it was
sucked the fun out of everything.
But anyway, so it's a long-standing thing, but it does remind me that of trying different. You know, we're always trying to.
Oh yeah,
always trying to have something fun.
There's
to do.
Always something fun going on at Home of Economy.
Yeah,
there you go. You've heard that before.
Yeah.
Again, I'm looking at the March Meltdown pamphlet. The 18 volt, 20 volt AC/DC wet dry vac DeWalt, $179. That is something that would be really, really nice to have.
Yeah, I've got one of those. It's just nice to be able to, you know, grab it for whatever, and I bought it. I bought it for at the lake because I have a little rowboat. I like to get out and do some exercise, and I couldn't get the water to drain out
because
it's ribbed on the bottom.
Yep.
So I bought it for that.
Yeah.
And then I'm using it all the time. It's the one I grab all the time. I already had a shop vac.
Right. And see, I've got the big shop vac on wheels and all that kind of stuff from the last flood we had that September, but when you said boat, that's exactly what I was thinking about, how this would be so good for me for cleaning up my boat every couple of weeks.
Yeah. Or, you know, I've got an old Cadillac that was my grandpa's, and, you know, I was having a problem with mice getting in there, so clean it up. And it's like, you know, it's so much easier just to be able to grab it and run. And
Yep. No cords.
Real quick.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No time at all. And it works really good. And this one does have a cord on it.
Yep.
So that if you know, if you're doing a bigger job, that's fine. The other thing is, you know, it's portable, and if you have a big flood problem or whatever, and you want to use that big one, but then it's 10 gallons,
and
that's 80 pounds.
Try to dump it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you supposed to do with that?
And,
you know, people dump a. Put a sump pump in it or something to pump
see,
it out.
That's what I did. I put a screen over my sump pump hole, and it's got the drain on the bottom, so I could wheel it over and actually dump it in there and shoot it right out.
Yeah, but other people can't.
Right,
or, you know.
Right. Not everybody has that option.
So if it's just a little bit, it's kind of nice. I mean, I've got my one at home here. I mean, it's a 5 gallon, which, you know, I mean, that's 40
plenty.
Pounds.
Yeah, that's plenty.
Yeah, and if you have to carry it upstairs, which we did have a problem one time, and if you got to carry it upstairs, that's all you want to do.
Yeah, 40 pounds. That's a lot.
And I'm not real wimpy.
No. I'm looking at your half-inch high-torque impact wrench from Milwaukee, the cordless one, and this is something I see more and more of in the pits at River City Speedway. You see guys, you can tell what's the in tool, you know, and what's the popular tool this year. More and more of the Milwaukees are they're getting brought in and they're sticking around.
Yeah.
More people are using them, especially those big impact wrenches. Man, a lot of race car drivers using them. Yeah. Farmers too.
It's really taken away. I mean, you still see some air tools and whatever go out, but I mean, it's really going to the, there, because you don't have to drag a cord around. You just grab it, you know, if you got to run outside, do it, or anything like that. Obviously, the pits, I mean, were they using air before, or were they?
Yep, a lot of them would have a compressor in their trailer, which they have to have a generator for then, you know, to keep that powered, and
So this is, you know, so convenient.
Right. You know, Home of Economy, catering to the farmers, and not just farmers. You got the Job Box 100-gallon fuel transfer tank, $600. You got the heavy-duty diesel nozzle for $99.99. You've got the transfer pumps, and this is a 20-gallon per minute. This is a good 12-volt pump for $548.
You know, for whatever reason, I mean, I talked to a lot of the factory guys, and there's they get together, and they go, we can't believe the amount of this stuff, the you know, the fill rate.
He
said, you're so far per store. You know, we're not the biggest chain, but per store, you're doing, like, you know, almost double what the next guy is.
Really?
And I'm like, well, we've had it forever. We put it out. We got it in a good place, and it's a great product.
Exactly, and people figure that out.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, we've been really successful.
So. Yeah, good. You got the low-profile creeper. I love these magnetic tool holders. They're great if you're working on something. You're not putting, you know, you're looking for your stuff, all looking for your 9-millimeter socket or whatever it is all the time. And you know, we talked about all of the different the boots that you guys have got on sale. You got the highs, the mids. You got the steel toe rubber highs. You got the high cool boots. You've got them for men and women, all part of the March Meltdown sale that ends to the end of goes to the end of this month. Folks, if you haven't tried these new Muck style boots, you've got to check them out. Home of Economy has got such a great selection of these kind of things, and not just the rubber boots to go out and play in the mud and the water with either, any kind of footwear. It's huge, huge department in your store. Before we wrap things up, I am looking forward to this.
You're doing it again this year?
We're going to be there. Yeah, okay, as far as I know.
It's great seeing you. So.
It's what is it, the 8th?
6th.
6th annual, okay. Home of Economy Indoor Racer Showcase, free and open to the public, all ages welcome. There's going to be outlaw sprints, non-wing sprints, late models, A-mods, B-mods, snowmobiles, all kinds of cool things there. Another thing I like, too, is the food, hot dogs, barbecue, chips, and water. It's a free will offering, so we want you to be a little bit of aggressive there because it's served by the Devil's Lake Firebirds Wrestling Team. Is that right?
That's the Devil's Lake when we got it.
Okay, that's the Devil's Lake one. Okay, so there'll be Grand Forks Central, I'm sure. That's why there was two of them.
We've dealt with Central and, you know, back prior to the pandemic and everything, and we could find enough people and have people come in and do these events. Well, you know, you just can't hire people.
Right.
And so then we partnered up with the Central Wrestling Team because somebody had our store manager, Alan, had a connection. His son had been on there. You know, it was long graduated. But anyway, you know, they do a great job. You know, you can do, you know, we want to provide free food. You don't have to pay, but then you got a great, you know, cause there.
Sure.
And they're ecstatic because, you know, where do they get money to do those extra things?
Exactly.
So it's such a win-win.
Right.
And they're great kids. I mean, was there last year and they're working their
butts off. And the line was incredibly long.
That was right by you.
Yeah, that's right.
They were moving them.
Oh yeah, Josh Barker, always a great show. Hey guys, can't wait for the showcase. And I was looking at the Devil's Lake one, but Mark Dobmeyer, Jack Croker, Brennan Mullen, Travis Strandell, all NOSA Sprint Car drivers. Joey Peterson family is going to be there. They'll be, well, now big news. Tucker Peterson is now moving up to a late model this year, so that's going to be cool. Josh Barker, Kenny Johnson with the Forks Karting Association. There's going to be late Cameron Ice Racers there. Nick Umdahl is another sprint car driver. Dylan Langevin with his Lightning Sprint and more. There's also going to be some product giveaways, some samples, reps from beers, Black Dog Barbecue, Cassie M. Spice, Dakota Don's Artesian Waffles, Davis Seasoning, and Far Out Nuts. All there.
You know what's neat about this is the beer's Black Dog Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're locals. They're yep. They're out of the Bemidji area.
Yep.
Great guys. And you know, so if you see that, even if it's not in our place, we sell it, of course. But
yeah,
if you see it, it's like you're helping a local guy.
Sure.
The Dakota Don, he's a Grand Forks guy. The Far Out Nuts is, and you know these other people. I'm not exactly sure whatever, but these people I know of personally. So. It's great to be able to bring them in. The racer showcase is so much fun. You mentioned the ice racer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're at all want to see something different.
Oh,
did you get a chance to check that out last year, or were you tied up?
They only ran once, I think.
Yeah,
this
but
past
even
year.
When it was at the store there.
Oh yeah, outside. Oh yeah, yeah. I've actually had that guy on the show here on our racing show, but I did
cool?
get to go see him the year before. Yeah, it's really cool, and he's a local guy.
Yeah,
Timmy is. He's a great guy. Talked to Central's head coach about being at the Racer Showcase. Garrett and his team love being a part of it and how it helps them out each year. So, yeah, they help you scratch their back. They'll scratch your back a little yep. bit. But that is a great event. It is something we always look forward to. Sixth annual indoor Home of Economy Racer Showcase. Again, this is free. It's open to the public. All ages welcome. This is a chance for you, and these guys will let you do that. You want to put the kid in the car to take a picture. You want a hero card signed. You want your picture with these drivers. They are more than willing to do it. It's going to be a great time. I know Dobmeier had issues last year because he was hurt.
Yeah,
couldn't make it, so he'll be back.
Well, he was in there.
Yeah, he stopped in. Yep, yep.
So that was just nice to be able to.
Right.
With his injuries and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
about it. Anything we're missing out on here?
No, but we do have the first annual the next week there mm-hmm. in Devil's Lake. They're doing the racer showcase too. So I don't know a lot. That's kind of a new one, but
that's cool that they're doing that.
Yeah, so there'll be, I mean, the Racer Showcase is the best thing we've been doing for years as far as promotion like that. I
yep.
mean, the race fans are so loyal. They come, they stay.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking around, interacting or whatever. So hopefully we can do that and build that up in Devil's Lake.
I think it'll be great. Seth Klaustrike says, great place to shop, the man's store.
Yeah.
I agree. I love that place. All right.
Yeah. I do want to say, though, I mean, just if it gets back to him, but this Racer Showcase really was, I think it was Noel Shanlack.
Yeah, yeah.
He really put it all together and whatever,
sure,
and he wanted to do it. So just want to say he really deserved a lot of credit for this, and we really appreciate it.
Got the ball rolling. I know Alan does a lot of work. Once in a while, he'll lean on me, but he's getting to know pretty much everybody, too. And, yep. and I think with the amount of racers and with Devil's Lake Speedway right outside of Devil's Lake there a ways, I think you're going to have a great time up there, too. Man, hate it when all good things must come to an end.
Yeah, this but goes they so must. Fast.
I know it does. We've been 34 minutes already we've been going.
Yeah, it seems like 10.
Jab, yeah. Huh? wish you a very happy Easter.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
And we'll see you at the Racer Showcase.
Yep.
All right. There you go, everybody. That, for the month, is your Home of Economy podcast.